This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it is Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 24th, episode 1027, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. It's Friday. Yay! And woo-hoo. I get to tell you what's up for this weekend coming up here. But I do have some good news, Glenn. You know, I was very sad to announce that Wise Dan, my favorite horse of the day in a couple years, is not going to make it to the Breeders' Cup. But the good news is my favorite jockey, Gary Stevens, is going to be back 14 weeks after total knee replacement. This guy just won't quit. He's 51 years old, made his comeback, has been winning races, and decides, oh, I need knee replacement. So 14 weeks after getting a total knee replacement, is going to be back on board for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf on a horse named Silvolieri, whoever that is.
Wow,
isn't that
that's
crazy?
Great. You get to see him, and you get to see Mike Smith riding about 50 races.
Well, you know what's going to be the cool thing is I'm going to see Mike Smith right behind Gary Stevens. Ha!
Are you going to be the only one in the stands actively booing Mike Smith?
You know, at some point I'm going to have to let it go, but the Breeders' Cup is not the place that I'm going to let it go. And how dare that girl on the show the other day talk about how great a horse Blame was? I was like, excuse me? Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. I heard that. I thought you were going to come through the phone.
Oh, we can't hear you. I'm sorry. We're losing you.
As soon as she said that, I went, oh, God, that was the wrong thing to say. Hey,
it's
you
like,
know what?
It's like, yeah.
Well, Christmas is coming up, right? It's only 2 months away. You know, tomorrow will be 2 months. So you have to get me a Christmas gift while you're at Santa Anita. Is you have to get me Rosie's signature autograph.
Oh, geez, yeah. I'm gonna signature start. You know what I will do, Glenn? I will get you a signature from Rosie, and I will tell you it is from Rosie. How about that?
I will double check.
Hey, look, Rosie,
I will make sure you are not lying to me.
Rosie signed a Santa Anita hat for you, and she wrote her phone number on it. It might have changed, but I don't know. That's awesome. What a great idea. Perfect Christmas gift.
I think it is, and it would only require just a little bit of effort. I mean, you just have to make your way through the 100,000 people to get to the place where they walk out of the jocks room and be standing there like one of those little kids with the pen in hand. It's perfect.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's exactly what I want to spend my day at Breeders' Cup doing. And I'm sure that my family and friends that are with me would not mind that one bit.
It'll only take you an hour, two. That's
you know,
all.
If you could have asked for that when you and I were at Keeneland and there was 12 people there a couple years ago, that would have been much better.
All right, so I'm not getting Rosie's signature. Don't get her on the show. Don't get Carrie Underwood. Nothing I want we ever do on the show.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Hey, the thing is, this is usually when we say, Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show? But Jennifer is sick, and we have banned her from our radio show because I think that I've already gotten her sick through the microphone, so I don't want her to get all our listeners sick. So on today's show, Glenn, tell me about your guest, and then I'll tell you about mine.
Okay, yeah, we have a listener highlight with a listener out of Kentucky by the name of Anna Leonard. And it's funny because you said today, well, I don't remember seeing her post or anything in the pre-show. And, you know, we do have tens of thousands of listeners that we never hear from. So we have to remember that. But Anna Leonard is going to be on the show. She's a singer-songwriter as well as a horse trainer. So she's got everything going on up there. We're going to hear a little bit of her music, talk about horse training. And Old Lyme, Connecticut is where we think that I was when I caught what actually where it was the place where Lyme disease started. And we think it's the place, that trip where we went to Old Lyme is where I got my Lyme disease, is where we think I got it. So so that's not
that's
a fun
nice.
Memory. But we won't blame
Anna
for that.
Tell me about your list, your guest. Who's your guest?
So Anna Leonard will be on here in just a minute.
And she's a singer and a songwriter and a horse chick and a Mustang trainer. I can't wait to hear a little bit more about her. Now, the next guest is somebody I actually talked to yesterday because she is in California and refused to get up this early. God love her. I don't blame her a bit. So we're going to talk to Ellie Lax, who's the founder of the Gentle Barn in Santa Clarita, California, just north of Los Angeles. And if you don't know about the Gentle Barn, you have got to learn. It is the coolest place for animal lovers around the world. Now, I did love talking to her, and she's amazing, but she talks very softly. And so I ended up finding myself talk very softly. Like, the two of us did, like, an NPR interview. I mean, it's pretty funny just how I responded to her and her gentle nature and the Gentle Barn. And it was really a gentle interview. So you'll have to tune in. We're going to talk to her, and we'll learn more about the Gentle Barn. And then after that, really bad ads. So we got plenty to keep you busy. Now, the good news is, that I do have a baby on my lap, and I'll explain in my daily winning why I do.
Okay, very good. We actually haven't heard much of baby Luke here recently, so it's not been
you're
too bad.
You can get your fill
now.
Here in a minute.
Well, my daily winning goes out to Heartbeat Dinah. Heartbeat Dinah is a mule, and it is the first mule ever to make the USDF, that's the United States Dressage Federation, national championships. Yes, this mule out of Madera, California, Laura Hermanson, made it through the state and regional championships and then got invited to the national championships. So in a matter of 2 weeks, November 6th through the 9th, I don't know what they can, let's call her Dinah. The mule will be making her way to the Kentucky Horse Park for this incredible experience of having the first mule ever at a dressage national championships. Yeah, how cool is that? And
that's awesome.
Versatility and variety at this championships this year for dressage. They have a dollar horse. Horse was bought for a dollar, has made it to Grand Prix level, and is now competing Grand Prix. Hillary Moore Hebert, who's no relation to mine, is going to be there competing on this $1 horse, has made the news everywhere. And then there's some thoroughbreds going to be there, believe it or not, in the national championships, and some rescue horses. Yeah, just some, all kinds of neat stories out of this national championships for dressage. So that's what's happening, and good luck to Heartbeat Dinah.
So my dear sweet husband and I have been talking about saving money. You know, with the competitions, I'm trying to slow down my competition schedule, you know, save a little bit of money there. We've got a couple loans. You know, we need to really be fiscally responsible. So what does my husband do? He buys a freaking plane ticket to San Francisco, California, about 4 days ago, and tickets to the World Series, where the San Francisco Giants are playing the Kansas City Royals in the World Series. He and his brother went up there. I don't even want to tell you how expensive the ticket to the World Series is. It's disgusting. And he is on his way there right now, which is why I have a baby in my lap. Thanks for saving money. I think that I really need to rethink this whole competition schedule that I have. Seriously? You're going to California and going to a World Series game? Oh,
he's gone, it might be time to buy that new saddle.
I think you're right. I'm still in the market for the new saddle, so maybe I'll just do a little online shopping while he's gone.
Well, you know, I just read an article this morning that the World Series has been getting the lowest ratings of any World Series ever in history on TV. He could have stayed home and helped pick up the ratings a bit.
My gosh, he's like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, hon. And, of course, I'm very supportive. But I'm thinking, your team has been in the World Series 3 times in the last 5 years. This is not once in a lifetime. This is like 3 times in the last 5 years. So it's kind of ridiculous. So he is on his way. He's going to meet his brother up there, and they're going to have a good time all weekend. And he said that he is only going to one game, and they're going to tonight's game. And tomorrow night, they said they'll sit in a bar outside of the stadium and watch the game there. He better not buy a second ticket. Holy cow. You want to talk about money for a saddle? Money for a saddle I'll have for the next forever versus a ticket to a baseball game that's over in 3 hours. It's really close to the same cost, Glenn. I even hesitate.
Really?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
Well, you know, I would pay 29 cents for a baseball ticket if it was the World Series.
I know you wouldn't, but you're also not the hugest. Oh, hold on. Little man is turning on my iPod. Blasting music. So, yeah.
He's figuring all
that
out now. What is he, 18 months and he's got all the electronics down pat? Is he playing games on the iPad now?
Oh, my gosh. He doesn't play games, but what he likes to do is he will take the – it's a funny thing. I can cook dinner by giving him the iPad, and he's got a little stuffed chair, and it's called Mr. Elephant. And I'll say, if you go sit down on Mr. Elephant, I'll give you the iPad. He gets so excited, and he runs over to the elephant chair, dives on it, and turns on like, give me the iPad, give me the iPad, give me the iPad. It's insane. He knows how to hit the button. He swipes it. He opens up the apps that are his. It's crazy. I can't believe kids today. Yeah, I would have never known what to do.
Well, we are going to get to our first guest here in just a minute. And, you know, I kind of think what I really think about what Chad did is he just got sick of babysitting and being home. So he just left.
He's been home for way too long. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. He hasn't had any assignments away from home for a while. So it's like, oh, man, I got to go somewhere. There's a baseball game. I can go see that.
He, you know what, though, I did tell him, I'm like, he was super husband at the horse trial last weekend, kept the baby the whole time. I rode and I coached and everything went really well, and he was super, super dad. So, of course, I was like, just go. But then I thought, oh, how much the tickets were. And his brother was like, let's go to both games. And tomorrow night's game, because it was potentially a game where it would be the last one, the tickets, you ready for this? This is not what he's going to, but the ticket for tomorrow night's game was $1,500.
Whoa.
I said $1,500 for a freaking baseball
3
ticket.
3 hours of boring misery. Oh.
You're funny. you're funny. How we do a show together?
I think I'd
it's
sooner sit
amazing.
At a NASCAR race hours.
You would?
I think I would, actually.
That's a close call, huh?
It's a close call. It is tough. All right. We haven't done a listener highlight in a while, so we're going to do one of those this morning. And she, not only is she a horse girl, but she sings a little bit, too. Well, that is Anna Leonard, and she is out of Connecticut. She runs Anna Leonard Horsemanship and also is a singer-songwriter. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, now I know you're a listener. You've been listening to the show for quite a while, and we thank you for that as well. We appreciate every listener we have. Now, you run Anna Leonard Horsemanship. What is that, and what do you do?
Well, I have a Mustang of my own, which got me into training other Mustangs. So I'm a certified tip trainer for the Mustang Heritage Foundation. So I get to take in the wild horses and gentle them within 90 days and find them a home. So that's kind of a big part of what I do. And then also I have my own students. So I teach them how to work with their horses if they have a young or a green horse, or they want to learn how to ride better, or they're having a problem with their horse, and then we'll work through that too.
Now, you said you were a Mustang what trainer? What word did you use?
A Mustang tip trainer. It's called the Trainer Incentive Program.
Oh, okay. I don't think I'm familiar with that. That's why I asked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Mustang Heritage Foundation runs it to try and get the most Mustangs adopted out as possible.
Okay, cool. So, and then is it something that you're basically taking the horse in, and just for that 30 days and then trying to find it a home?
Yep, it's
sort of like fostering.
Days. Yes, basically. I foster and gentle it so that someone will have a gentle horse for them.
That's neat. We need more people like you out there doing that, that's for sure.
Thanks.
And now, you studied under a couple of people that we know the names of, Craig Cameron, Ken McNabb, and several others. So I assume that's where you really got your foundation for your training.
I have learned quite a bit from them, but no, actually, I just kind of worked with as many people as I could. And with a woman who lives near me, she kind of taught me the basics. But I would say just working with the horses and all different kinds of trainers really kind of gives you a sense of what you want to do with your training. And there's so much to learn, you know?
That's for sure. That's for sure. I mean, we've had 3,500 episodes here on the Horse Radio Network. And you had something I didn't know already this morning. Now, not only that, you decided that when you were 14, you got a guitar, and you decided to start playing the guitar, and then I guess singing came later? How'd that all work?
Yeah, I've always sang. I got a guitar when I was 14. I actually wanted to start playing drums, but guitar is bigger in the family, so I got
Yeah, your parents
Christmas.
Said, to hell with that. We're not having drums in our house. We'll get her a guitar.
Exactly.
We'll get her
yep.
a plug-in headset so we don't have to hear the guitar, and we'll send her into her bedroom with the soundproof door.
Pretty much, but actually it's a musical family. So, yeah, I started singing, and my dad was in the business, so he got me kind of into the whole songwriting thing and playing gigs, and it just took off.
What'd your dad do?
He was a producer engineer back in the day. He was quite the man.
Oh, he ran the big boards. The boards
he
that
did.
Everybody sees in the studios that have 1,000 knobs that I think half of them don't do anything myself.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of cool that you had a producer because he could he probably was a big help, as much as you wanted to listen at that age. He probably was a big help because he knew what it took to make a successful song.
That's totally right.
Yeah, and that's where I think a lot of musicians coming up, but you'll probably agree with this, don't have any idea. You know, they maybe know how to sing, they maybe know how to play, but they don't know how to put it all together to make it marketable.
It's true. Yeah, he's definitely a really big help. He's great.
Now, you've been playing gigs, right? They're in Old Lyme, Connecticut.
Yeah, I play out in Old Lyme. I have a lot of gigs booked there right now, but I also play all around Connecticut, and I go into New York and play sometimes. Really, anywhere I can get a gig is where I go.
By the way, if you're ever to Connecticut and you get to the Old Lyme area, it is a neat town. Old Lyme is a really cool town. My family grew up just north of you, my whole family came from just north of you. So I've been to Old Lyme before, and it is a really neat place. And it's very pretty. So you
it's
definitely
true.
Want to,
it's beautiful.
If you definitely want to check it out if you get up there. Now, you're actually in studio right now. You're trying to raise money to do your own. Now, it's called an EP. What is an EP?
It's an extended play, so basically it's just a shorter version of an album.
So it's like half an album.
Exactly.
Okay. So I didn't know what an EP was. That was another thing I learned today. And then, so you're in the studio trying to do that. That isn't cheap.
No, that adds up very, very quickly. So I'm trying to help raise the funds for that to have a full band EP.
And now with the full band EP, this may sound like a dumb question. I know that things are done differently now. Is the full band actually still in there with you, or are they recorded separately now?
It depends. I mean, I think a lot of what we're going to be doing is each instrument at a time. But, you know, they'll be live instruments. It won't be digital.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because I knew that, you know, it used to be the full band was in there with you, but I knew that that has changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool. I mean, it's really interesting to think that we can record all the instruments separately, playing the same song, put it all together, and make it work.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is
so
pretty crazy.
I'm looking through this, and I just got back because I had to get the baby happy. But I'm noticing something, and it says that you have opened for some kind of well-known acts, and you opened for, let's start with 30 Seconds to Mars. Oh, my God, is Jared Leto as adorable in person as he is on TV?
Oh, yeah. He totally is.
Did you talk to him? Did you make out with him? Please tell me you made out with him.
No, but I went to a bar with him after, and he wanted to buy me shots, but I was like, I was underage. I couldn't.
I would not have told him that. These shots all the way around, and then you just dump it on the floor behind you. I'm really good at faking doing shots, but I'll have to teach you. But, yeah, Jared Leto took you to a bar and was trying to buy shots. He totally wanted to make out with you, so you've got that. The other thing is you opened up for Hanson Brothers. Hanson. Glenn, you got to know that song.
Yes, I do. That's the one. I don't have any idea who the first one you talked about, but I do know who Hanson is, unfortunately. And I'm sorry to say.
I'm sad that you don't know who 30 Seconds to Mars is, but you know Hanson.
No,
okay, so were the Hanson boys all married with kids, or were they still, like, little?
You know, that was my first show. I was, like, 15 when I played it. I didn't even really know. I knew Umbop, and they were totally cool guys. The younger one was totally cute, too. But I didn't know
Taylor.
That much about them when I did it. I didn't know it was as cool as it was.
You know,
she
I didn't
had no idea. She was just there playing.
Well, it's true. I had a with my radio career. Hanson came into the studio and all that, and that little Taylor is adorable. And they signed a little, you know, like a CD cover for me, and I gave it to my brother. I like had a whole bunch of stuff. My brother's like, I'm going to go through this and sell this stuff for you. And I said, okay, fine. So he sells it on eBay. This tiny little like autographed piece of paper from Hanson brought like $600. It was insane. Whoa. It just goes to show you, the Hanson fans are rabid. They are crazy rabid. This was a long time ago, and this was a long time after Mbop, and they still, like, it was insane. I think I paid our mortgage that month with one stupid CD sale.
Yeah,
how scared
were
you to go on stage and front for them? Being that it was your first time, you're 15 years old.
That's crazy.
I was nervous, but after the first song or two, it just kind of fades out, and you play better because of it, I think.
See, people like Anna Glenn, they don't get nervous about stuff because they actually have talent. If I was supposed to sing, I would about die.
That's what we're missing. See, that I knew we were missing something.
See, it's the talent part that makes you nervous. Oh, God, I can't pull this off. I'm terrible. See, she actually goes on stage. She's like, wow, I sound pretty good.
Well, back in the day, I'm not so sure, but...
Well, and you know, so which you obviously have a passion for horses and a passion for music, and they're two passions that are really all consuming. How do you have time to do both?
I am constantly doing one or the other, but I love it so much that it's just kind of like that's all I want to do.
And then you have time to listen to us. So I thank you for that because you're busy and you fit us in there somewhere. Why I'm not so sure, but we do appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me on. This is great.
Now, you are doing a fundraiser right now with Indiegogo to try and get your record recorded in record. Do they still call them records, or am I just so old school that I haven't caught up yet?
No, you're good.
Okay, good.
You're good.
All
That's right. actually kind of a cool way to say it, Glenn. They're doing okay. a record. We're doing a record.
Okay.
It's cool.
You know, CD just never had the tone. It never had the... It just never sounded as good as record, did it? I mean, it never caught on as much as making a record.
Yeah, it's cool. You can say record.
Yeah,
it's like a throwback.
Cool.
It's like the cool people say record, so we'll have to change. Go ahead.
For once in my life, I'm cool again. It's just taken me 51 years. So, Anna, Indiegogo, people can go there if they want to help donate. You have different levels for different things, right?
Yeah, so there's a perk for every piece of support that you will donate. So if you donate $10, you get, I think, an early release of the album that's signed, something like that. And it goes all the way to handwritten lyrics, signed copies of whatever, and you can buy a Skype show to listen to me play in your living room if you want.
Oh, so you'll do it through Skype? You know, you said that in the video you did on Indiegogo. You said, and I'll even come play in your living room. And I thought, well, there's one brave girl. who knows what you're getting into
girl.
There.
Play in my living room.
Okay, now it makes more sense. I thought I could see you traveling around the world in people's living rooms. And oh.
Hey, that could be cool.
Yeah, just have a bodyguard or two, okay?
Okay.
Don't do that without one. So I will post a link. We'll post a link on the Facebook page. Jennifer will put that up to your Indiegogo campaign. You also have a website, annaleonard.com and annaleonardmusic.com. You have a couple of websites, one for your
yes.
horse business and one for the music business. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for letting me know that you exist out there. We have so many listeners we've never heard from, and we want to talk to everybody. So we appreciate you reaching out.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Anna, and good luck with it all.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And bye-bye. Thanks for the fact that I'm going to have Mbop in my head for the rest of the day. Mbop.
It's a great song.
You know, Anna's thinking about it now going, I should have got about 25 signatures from them when I was on stage with them, and I could be selling them for $600 each on eBay. So you're kicking
totally.
Yourself.
Totally, I know.
Yeah,
screwed up. Yeah. You screwed up.
Yep, I know.
See you, Anna.
Thanks, bye. Anna.
Thank you.
That's funny. Who haven't you met the music business? I didn't realize when when we first talked about you being on the radio all those years in Atlanta that you had met all of these people. I just thought you were the little traffic girl sitting in the corner.
Well, you got to understand that I'm in the studio doing traffic or whatever I was doing at the time, embarrassing myself publicly in Atlanta. And these people, they come to you because they want to promote whatever they're promoting, be it a new record or a new movie or a new TV show. They want to promote it. So they come to you and they are very nice to you because they want you to like their stuff. So
right.
I just had to stand there. They just parade them in. Hey, here's a celebrity. It was crazy.
Well, if you're a listener and you think you have an interesting story, we always said that everybody in the horse world has a story. It's just a matter of finding out what that story is. So if you have a story, send me an email. Send it to glenn@horseradionetwork.com. And, we'll make you one of our listener highlights. We love learning about new listeners. So, yeah, definitely do that. You don't have to send it to Jennifer. That's only complaints and angry letters. You can send me the nice ones at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. She can't talk, so I'm safe today.
Yep.
We're going now. Tell us about right after we hear from Kentucky Performance Products. You did an interview yesterday. She can't
Ooh,
find
that's
the sound.
Your wife. She's mad.
So tell us about your interview.
Well, there's a place that I have been able to follow through Facebook and then kind of become a part of, and it's called the Gentle Barn, and it's a place where animals. She kind of goes over it, but so I'll briefly tell you. It's a place where animals, they have cows, pigs, chickens, ducks, anyway. They have every sort of animal that has come from a very abusive, near-death situation, and they've been rehabilitated, and they all live out their lives here at this place called the Gentle Barn. And I'll let her tell you about it, but I was so I'm so excited to talk to her because I think what she does is so fantastic. And I know that our listeners will really appreciate the saving animals. I mean, that's what we all do. We all love animals. There's horses, there's pigs, there's everything. So we'll just let her tell you about it. But I'm so excited about it. And I hope you guys can get involved or at least follow them on Facebook and read her book and see what's out there. It's such a cool place. So here you go. Here's Ellie Lax.
Right after this word from Kentucky Performance Products.
Oh, my bad.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Have you heard of Saccharomyces boulardii? It's a yeast, a type of probiotic. Often referred to as S. boulardii, it benefits your horse's digestive tract in several different ways. One unique property of S. boulardii is that it supports the stimulation of something called brush broader membrane enzymes that are found in the intestinal lining. These enzymes help your horse digest starches and sugars in the small intestine. When the sugars and starches are more completely digested, fewer of them escape into the hindgut where they can ferment and cause imbalances that lead to colic, diarrhea, and laminitis. Saccharomyces boulardii is found in Nalox Advance, made by Kentucky Performance Products. Nalox Advance contains a blend of yeast, fermentation solubles, and stomach buffers. These ingredients work together to maintain your horse's digestive tract in peak condition. Nalox Advance is recommended for horses of all ages and stages and is fed on a daily basis.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
Well, I am here with somebody who is, I guess I'm just such a big fan of her and what she does. I've got Ellie Lax on the phone from The Gentle Barn. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Did I pronounce your last name right?
Lax, yes.
Lax. Oh, perfect. Good, good. Well, I am such a huge fan of The Gentle Barn, and I've been following you guys on Facebook for years, and I've bought you guys some hay before. And I just – can you tell everybody kind of what The Gentle Barn is?
Sure. And by the way, thank you for donating hay.
Oh, yeah.
So The Gentle Barn, we do two things. One is we rescue animals from severe abuse and neglect that no one else wants. So we take in the animals that are too old, too sick, too lame, or too scared to be adopted by other animal rescue groups. Currently, we're home to 170 animals, including horses, cows, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens, turkeys, peacocks, llamas, dogs, cats, donkeys, and a parrot.
And a parrot.
And then once the animals are healthy and happy here with us, then typically they stay here for the rest of their lives, and then they help us heal people with the same stories of abuse and neglect. So we work with at-risk inner-city and special needs kids primarily, and they come in and through the interaction with the animals and the stories of the animals and the love and the hope that the animals give them, the kids learn kindness, compassion, and confidence and really find themselves in the barnyard.
It is such a beautiful thing. And if for those of you who don't follow The Gentle Barn on Facebook, please do, because it will make your day over and over and over again. And to hear some of the stories of these animals and where they've come from and what they've had to deal with and how lucky they are to be at The Gentle Barn is so inspiring. And then to see people, I mean, people travel from all over the country and the world to come and meet these animals at The Gentle Barn.
Yeah, it's true. It's really amazing. We're open to the public on Sundays. And during the week, we do private tours. And you're right. We have people from all over the world that come and hug the cows and give the pigs tummy rubs and cuddle with the turkeys. It's amazing.
Now, you guys are located kind of northeast of Los Angeles, California, correct?
Yeah, we're just a half an hour north of Los Angeles.
You have some huge fans in Los Angeles in the celebrity world, right?
Yeah, we're very, very blessed to be near Los Angeles. We attract a lot of celebrities, and we're very, very blessed to be supported by them.
Well, I know that I'm a huge fan of Ellen and Portia, and they both have animals at your place, right?
Yeah, they're so wonderful. They've come out and they've named animals, and they've talked about our animals on their show, and they're very, very generous to us.
And what is what are Ellen and Portia's cows? Because I love the names.
Holy Cow and Madonna. It's actually a really funny story. You know, these cows came in very, very sick at 8 weeks old. And so we invited Ellen and Portia to come out and meet them. And we were sitting very quietly in the barn because the animals, they were just so sick. And so we were very quietly just sitting with them and petting them. And I said very quietly, I said, you know, Ellen, it would be a tremendous honor if you would name these cows for us. And so she thought for a few minutes, and it was really quiet. And she and I said, you know, they need some really special names, very strong, very spiritual names, because we like to give our animals names that they can kind of grow into. So if an animal is very sick, we want to give a very triumphant name to them so that they can kind of rise into that name. Or if mm-hmm. they're really scared, we want to give a very strong name so they can become that. And so she thought for a few minutes and said, well, I think I want to name that one Holy. And I said, oh, my God, that is so beautiful. And she said, yeah, like Holy Cow.
So it wasn't this beautiful thing. It was kind of that sounds like Ellen to me.
Yeah, she's really funny. But they ended up with great names, Holy Cow and Madonna.
I love it. I love it. Looking at some of the animals that you guys have, I have a few favorites, and I think that Biscuit is one of my favorites at the Gentle Barn.
good. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Tell everybody who Biscuit is.
Oh, my God. Biscuit is our 1,000-pound pig.
1,000 pounds?
Yeah, he's literally 1,000 pounds. He is enormous. And a lot of people, because he's so big and he sleeps a lot of people think, oh, you know, surely he probably just lays there and doesn't walk. But actually, he walks. And not only does he walk around, but every single morning at 6:30, he wakes up and goes jogging every single morning.
Oh
he's very, very disciplined. And I think it's important because, you know, when they're very large like that, it's very easy for them to have arthritis and start developing problems in their legs. And eventually it's too hard for them to stand up and walk. And we have to help them out of their bodies, which is very, very painful. But Biscuit made it to the very wonderful age of 8 because he's so disciplined with what he eats and how much he exercises every day that it's keeping him in great shape.
Wow, that is amazing. And then tell everybody about Caesar. I think he's another one of my favorites.
Oh, my God, Caesar's so wonderful. Caesar was a movie horse. One of his last movies was the movie Zorro. But they didn't treat him with a very kind hand. They demanded that he be perfect and make no mistakes. And then when he made mistakes, because, of course, we all make mistakes, he was hit and treated with a very harsh hand. So eventually he shut down and refused to do anything, and he wouldn't move and he wouldn't do anything. He just was frozen. So eventually they had no use for him, and we were fortunate enough to be able to find him and bring him into the Gentle Barn. It took us 3 years of working every single solitary day to be able to show him that we care about his personality, his voice, and his feelings. And slowly, slowly, he started coming out of his shell. And now he's the leader of our herd. And he's absolutely exquisitely beautiful and gorgeous, and he's so gentle and kind to the other animals. And he's really instrumental in our program because he helps show at-risk kids not only in the power of second chances, but he also shows kids what a kind leader looks like. Because a lot of these kids want to be leaders, but they do it by bullying.
Right.
And Caesar shows them how to be a gentle, kind, thoughtful leader and how much more respect that gets you.
How do you think these animals, I mean, what do you guys do to turn them around? And how in the horses' heads or in the animals' heads, how do you think they reason what's going on around them?
You know, I think the animals come in very broken, very sad, and very distrustful. They've been treated like objects their whole life. They've had no voice, no choice, no freedom, and no respect. So it takes a really long time for them to believe that we're different. So, of course, we treat them with regular veterinary medicine to make their bodies well, but we also use acupuncture, acupressure, chiropractics, deep tissue massage therapy, ultrasound, ice therapy, water therapy, energetic healing, nutritional supplements, and lots of love. We have a special technique that we use. It's called holding therapy. Because basically what a lot of these animals have in common is they have nothing to live for. They've had horrible lives, they've suffered, and they have no reason to live. And a lot of these animals come in very sick, and when the body is dying like that, you've got to give them a reason to live, otherwise why would they?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we do is this special holding technique where we literally stay with them 24/7, and we hold them in our laps, and we sing songs to them, and we read to them, and we talk to them, and help them visualize this beautiful life that they're going to have. And slowly, slowly, they understand that they're not alone, that we're caring for their every need, and that they have a bright future. And little by little, they start having something to live for, and they recover. But it's a long journey for some of them.
Well, I mean, some of the stories about coming from backyard butchers and from shelters right before they were to be euthanized and to come from places where they were abused and neglected. I mean, these stories, like Bella the goat who was attacked by a dog. And then these are the stories she's talking about, you guys. It's like these are not just, oh, it didn't have enough love. Like, these animals are on the brink of death, and to be able to, like, have your vets tell you, we can fix it. Not every other vet that you've dealt with is just put it down. You guys work so hard and do such amazing things for these animals. And it's, I mean, I've never been to the Gentle Barn. I certainly hope to go very soon. But to see the pictures of these animals just absolutely connecting with children and humans, and just after they've had such bad experiences, it's just amazing. And you guys never give up on them. So tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? That is my favorite time of year. It is so fun. So on Thanksgiving Day, at 3 o'clock, people start arriving, and we go straight out into the barnyard, and we cuddle with the turkeys, and we give them pie, and we give them cranberries, which is their favorite thing in the whole wide world, and we really celebrate and honor them, and it's so much fun. And then afterwards, we all go to eat, and we dine on the most delicious plant-based meal you can't even imagine. It is so delicious. We have gardein, fake turkey, and stuffing, and cranberries and cornbread and, I mean, sweet potatoes. I mean, we feast like, you know, a 13-course meal sponsored by Gardein. And then after we're full and satisfied, we go out to a bonfire. We light this big, huge bonfire, and we have a drum circle where everybody plays drums. And then we have a Native American chief who tells stories.
Wow. Wow.
And it's
now,
really
Gardein-
special.
Gardein is who's making the food, and that is some of my favorite. I'm vegetarian, too, and some of my favorite, absolute favorite food. So it is going to be delicious. And so how can people get involved and come out to be a part of that?
Yeah, people can register right now. Tickets have gone on sale a little bit ago, so people can go to our website, gentlebarn.org, and you can see right there, you can see the Thanksgiving event. Just click on that, and they can register. And it's worth it. I mean, we have people literally coming from all over the world. So if they can make it here, it is worth the trip.
Now, congratulations on your first book.
Thank you.
And tell everybody what your book is and what it's about and where they can get it.
Sure. My book is called My Gentle Barn, Creating a Sanctuary Where Animals Heal and Children Learn to Hope. And it starts off with a little bit about my childhood and about how I was when I was a child and why animals meant so much to me and how they always saved me and showed me that I was lovable and why, because they saved me, they were so important to me and why I've dedicated the rest of my life to saving them. And then it goes on to kind of talk about how I started the Gentle Barn and the original founding animals that taught me everything that I know and all their stories of inspiration. And then I talk about those original groups of children that came out to be with the animals and how transformative that was. We talk about a lot of the major rescues that we've gone on, including the Backyard Butcher. And it's just a wonderful read. And I think what I really try to do in the book is give people stories of kids and animals that are so incredible to read, but also inspire people to live their own dreams, because this really is a book of... You know, the Gentle Barn was my dream since I was seven, and it took me a while, but I never gave up on it. And so here I am, 15 years in living my dream. And so I think the main message of my book was kind of trying to show people that I had this dream since I was 7 and all the trials and tribulations I went through to attain it, and how, you know, if I can get my dream, then anyone can. So hopefully it'll inspire people and open people's hearts to love animals even more deeply, and I think people will really enjoy it.
Well, people can go on to thegentlebarn.org, buy the book, get tickets for Thanksgiving. They can also go on and sponsor certain animals, figure out how, you know, you can get on there and buy a bale of hay when you guys get your shipments. Even though I have a bunch of horses in the back, you know, giving a bale of hay to you guys was a pleasure. So you can go to gentlebarn.org, follow them on Facebook, book a tour, buy the book. It sounds like a big commercial, but I'm just such a believer in what you guys do. And Ellie, thank you so much for coming on and telling us a little bit more about it.
Well, thank you so much for having me and for all your support. I'm so grateful. Like, we can't do this work without people like you. So thank you so much.
Well, we love you guys, and we will talk to you again very soon, and hopefully come in for a visit soon.
Yeah, come.
Coach Jen here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022, or you can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
Didn't need me anymore. You know I nearly broke. never make it alone. Oh, believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm. Oh, no, 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 no.
Well, that was Anna Leonard. She is the guest that we had on earlier in the show. You can find her at annaleonardmusic.com. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen in the producer chair. And we are, of course, Horses in the Morning. And I wanted to just do a little programming note here. We're going to be doing some a little bit more on the holidays than we've done in past years here on the show. And what I mean by that is we're going to be actually doing a special holiday gift buying episode. We've done them on the Stable Scoop show for a long time, and I would say I think since we started 6 years ago. And they've been very, very popular, so we're going to do our own version over here on Horses in the Morning as well. And you can look forward to that coming up, as well as we're hopefully going to get some input of some of our auditors and our listeners on their special holiday memories. So we're going to be doing some new things with the holidays coming up. So can't believe it's 2 months away from today. It will be Christmas Eve in 2 months. That's hard to believe.
Let me get through Halloween first. I'm taking my kid trick-or-treating for the first time. Let me focus on that.
What's he going at?
Well, you remember the little fighter pilot outfit I took pictures of him in?
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Actually, it was really way too big for him back then, so it actually really fits him now, so we're gonna use that one. I'm cheap.
Oh, cool. Well, that'll be great. Yeah.
He'll look adorable. And we are trick-or-treating in L.A. We're going to Los Angeles because it's the day before the Breeders' Cup. So he's going to trick-or-treat with his cousins, and I plan on only going to celebrities' houses. So I'm going to get that map of the stars, and this is like the perfect green light to go ring the doorbell of, like, you know, somebody famous.
The candy bars bigger in L.A.?
I don't know. They probably give you a gift bag. Here you go. The $400 gift bag.
That's right. You can go get your nails done.
Ooh, maybe they hand out cash. I should wear a costume, too.
You probably get tofu candy bars. You know, you're in
LA. Oh, my God, that would be perfect. That would be perfect. Here's your vegan Snickers bar.
Yeah,
vegan
exactly.
Chocolate.
No chocolate, no goop, and no peanuts. But
again,
it's good.
Just give me money. It's good. Yummy.
That's funny. Well, I've totally lost my train of thought now that you got me thinking about vegan candy bars and how gross that would be.
Let me take over.
Yeah,
you're
do that.
Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Now, because we're not letting Jennifer talk today, I'm going to let you guys know that we're about to do really bad ads, and the prizes today are epic. From Horse Grooming Solutions.
Wait.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you
can't
bound
do really bad ads without
later.
The song.
He says one thing,
I thought
he
that
means
was
another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
There, now I feel better. You can go now.
Okay, from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solution brands you've come to know and love. Healthy Air Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them at your local tack and feed supplier or online at horsegroomingsolutions.com. You guys, this stuff is awesome, so you're going to be pretty thrilled. Now, something that we haven't given away yet, or at least when I was here, Equiflex Sleeve. Equiflex Sleeve, it's a proprietary blend of multi-tensioned fibers infused with antimicrobial technology. Say all that five times fast. Designed to act as a compression sleeve / therapeutic joint support for horses. The Equiflex sleeve takes the place of traditional standing wraps and can be worn for longer periods of time than traditional wraps. Unlike traditional wraps, the sleeve allows heat to dissipate, does not immobilize the joints, and remains in position as swelling decreases. This is really cool. I need one. Because Equiflex sleeve has no adjustable straps or fasteners, the element of human error in application is removed. The sleeve comes in 7 sizes, fitting both front and hind legs, and is made in America. You can find Equiflex sleeves at your local tack store or visit them online at lexsleeve.com. That's got to be wrong. So flexsleeve.com. So there you go. Pretty cool. That's a cool prize.
Yeah, it is. And there are a lot of, they're becoming very, very popular in the endurance world. They use them all the time because for obvious reasons. But yeah, flex sleeves. Great things. Flexsleeve.com. Thank you for donating those prizes. Well, we are going to get started, and our first ad on Really Bad Ads today was sent in by Jessica Womack. It's very short and sweet. A lot of short and sweet ones today. 8-year-old Dunn gelding for sale, difficult to catch, has a lot of get up and go, not a beginner horse. How many times have we... But I like the fact that she was so concise and told us that this is a very difficult horse, not for beginners, but call and buy it anyway. Very short.
Yeah, I like how it's hard to catch and has a lot of get up and go means that you will not catch it because it is a total runaway. So
yes.
Good luck.
You'll never get a chance to ride it. You don't have to worry about that.
It's awesome. Lila sent in the next one, Draft Horse Training Wagon, for the bargain price of $1,200. Heavy duty rubber tired training wagon, easy on and off. If you have a problem horse, this wagon may help you. Call me.
What's the wagon going to train the horse for you?
I don't know. I don't know what it means, but just hook them up to it. It's rubber. Just leave them alone. They'll be fine. They'll figure it out after a couple of days.
Maybe the wagon is so heavy that nothing could pull it. So it's just like, well, you won't have a problem with it running away because nothing could pull this wagon. That's funny.
You know, might as well put a tiller on the back of it and do my garden while you're at it. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Beth Ann sent this one in. Huge stocky mare, $800. 8-year-old, up to date on shots and coggins. Lazy horse, kind of a bully in the field. Bring trailer and cash. You know when it says bring trailer and cash, that means we ain't taking this horse back. I don't care what you say. You get
it the hell off
keepers.
My property.
Buyers keepers. Lazy except when it's beating the crap out of the other horses. Then it's not so lazy.
That's awesome. Susanna sent this one in. Lots of new names. It's short and sweet. All one sentence. 5-year-old mare needs work when she jumpy when you put saddle on in Flora. I don't even know what that means.
When you put the saddle
she's
on in
jumpy.
Flora? When I put
she's
the saddle
a
on in a different... If you put the saddle on in a different town other than Flora, is she fine? It's not so jumpy then?
Is that a town? I don't even know. It's probably
I guess.
Florida.
I have no idea.
I like the name on this one, Jamie Jones. Jamie Jones sent in the next one. Oh, my God, this is awesome. Chicken wing for sale. I read that right. Chicken wing for sale. Condition. Oh, it's $15. Condition. Excellent. Size and dimension, 10 by 10. Perfectly good chicken wing for sale. I've only taken a couple bites, and I honestly hate to see it go, but I don't have any more room for it at my place. Chicken wing for sale. Is that a best of Craigslist kind of thing?
I have
know.
No idea. That is a bizarre ad. I don't even know what to say about it. It's just bizarre.
If you want to buy a chicken wing from this guy, you're going to show up and he's going to come to the door with like a shovel and a rag that's going to have some sort of like knockout juice on it. You're going to be in trouble. Don't buy a chicken wing from this guy.
Hey, but speaking of chickens, I saw your post yesterday. You got new food for the hawks and the foxes.
I did. I got new food for everything. Thank you for thinking of my new baby chicks when you see an ad for chicken wings. delicious, yummy chicken wings. That's great. Yeah, I did. You know, we lost a couple over the summer. A couple were really old, and they just didn't make it through the summer. So we needed some more girls. So I got four baby chicks, thinking that if at least two live, then that'll be good.
And are you sure they're all girls?
I certainly hope so. I just sold them as girls, so they better freaking be girls, because I don't need any more roosters around here.
What'd you do with that rooster you were trying to get rid of, by the way? Did he end up as hawk food?
I took him back to the store. I tried, but he was so mean. I mean, if he'd have been nice and I could have, like, rehomed him as a rooster pet, it would have been one thing. That sucker, if you got close to him, would try to peck your eyeballs out. So he ended up going back to the store. Did I ask what they do with him? I did not. I just said, here, take him back. Give him a home.
We had a couple
I'm
like
sure
that
he's
too.
Still there in the back enjoying a lazy life.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. They need
sure
to feed the 18-foot boa constrictor. That's what
now,
they did with
different him. Store. Different store. I wouldn't go back there.
Sandy Murphy sent the following one in. Oh, this is the trailer of the week. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let me just read the address. One horse trailer, $400 in Florida. Kind of a lot of Floridas today. One horse trailer, very old, good condition, new floor mats. Will hold 15 bales of hay. Doesn't say anything about a horse, but it will hold 15 bales. How would you fit 15? It's not, okay, this is a one-horse trailer, but one-horse trailers typically are wide enough for maybe a horse and a half. This isn't wide enough for half a horse.
This is like, to get me in this trailer, I'd have to turn sideways and like shimmy down the side. I mean, it is very, very tiny, and it has no windows. I guarantee you, there is not a horse on the planet that would get into that thing.
No, I don't know how it has ever hauled a horse unless they were heavily trained. You couldn't even get a tranquilized horse in because you'd have to push him in from the back.
There's no way.
It looks like it's made out of aluminum foil, too, by the way.
This is an amazing trailer. Amazing.
That is
sad. All right. Mona, we'll post that on Facebook, Jennifer, if you don't mind. Now, Mona sent in the next one. Strawberry Rome Quarter Horse, $400. That's Rome. 6-year-old Strawberry Rome Quarter Horse. She's a bit underweight because I've had to change her feed. She does not like being loaded into horse trailers. Her name is Naya, and all she needs is love. Apparently, she needs some food, too, because she's a bit skinny. Good God, how...
Let's talk about the positives. You know, I went to sales school for a long time and taught sales for a long time. And you're really supposed to focus on the positives, not the negatives. Tell me what the positives were in this ad.
All she needs is love. That's all. She's an easy keeper. You just have to love her.
There were no
all
positives in that ad. That's
love.
Funny.
Do, 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 do.
James
all she
sent
is
the following. Oh, God. The next one's great. Now, I'm reading it as it's spelled, okay? So James sent this one in. I can see why I got this one. It's for a Percheron filly. That's right. It's a Percheron. And it's a filly.
Percheron. Wow.
It's a Percheron. Yes. Born April 16th, 2013. Very nice. Oh, it's all in caps, too, but I'm not going to scream. Very nice and gentle filly. She should be about 15 or 16 hands. She is black with star between the eyes, just like mother. She has had her feet done every 6 weeks and have done a little work with her in a round pen. She should be a quick learner as her mother was. Her father's name is B.S. Sleepy Steamer. Yes, that's right. It's B.S. Sleepy Steamer. Registered draft horse, and mother isn't registered, but she could have been. But she wasn't. She will make a good racehorse or show
horse. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. She will make a good racehorse or show horse. That's for the Percheron Friesian races that are so popular around the country. I also have her father for sale. The picture is fatter. We'll add her later on. Okay. I want $4,000 or best offer for the father. This picture is about 5 years old. Don't you love it? Because when the picture is 5 years old, it means the horse does not look anything like that anymore. $2,500 or best offer for the filly. Thanks, called Joe.
Okay, wow. So is it bizarre that he keeps calling it mother and father?
Yes, it
I'm
is.
I'm pretty sure that's
bizarre.
Called sire and dam. Mother, she looks just like mother.
Mother, yes. And it's not her mother or the mother, it's mother. It's just like mother.
Mother, just like mother. This guy killed his mother.
Which one was it that the guy had the mom that was dead in the chair? He called her mother.
I know. There's somebody dead on the property. I'll tell you what, he's buried somebody in the backyard. Perjuron. And
was it Psycho?
I don't know. I don't watch horror movies. We don't know that. But I did like the fact that you know, the Breeders' Cup Classic is next weekend, and then the weekend after that is the Perjuron Frigeron Classic.
$25 purse.
Wow, that's awesome. The slowest wins. All right, Lindsay sent in the next one. Lindsay sent in the next one. Project Horse or Pasture Pet, because that's we all need those. As a pasture pet, he'd be a dream. Very easy keeper, beautiful, friendly, gentle with treats, great to have around. Old owner took him on trail rides, but we haven't done anything with him. Sweet personality once he gets to know you. Very gentle and slow-moving, not spooky, not pushy. Can be pretty pushy with new people. Will rear if he's scared.
Oh,
that's not gentle and slow moving.
No.
Pushy. He should not be left with an aggressive horse. He will get beat up or pushed through the fence. He has slight moon blindness in his left eye, but it doesn't seem to affect him. He's had trailer issues when we got him, but he'll go in and out without a fuss now. Every once in a while, he'll act bad again. Clips okay, but not his ears. Very easy keeper. Okay, in all caps. Not a kid's horse. Not for beginners. Needs experienced rider. Moving at the end of the month. So Max needs a forever home before then. This is like, it's almost go ahead.
I was just going to say, you read it very, it was a very gentle ad until, not for kids, not for beginners.
What's it when they have the double personality? They're like, he's so sweet. That jerk. You know, he's like, he's very gentle and slow moving, but he will rear. And he won't be pushy at all, but he is very pushy. So you got to watch out for that.
Oh, and he'll load in the trailer when he's not kicking your face in. But every other time, it's great.
Every once in a while, he will act bad. Can you turn off somebody's face?
And you know what horses are like that act bad when they're loading in the trailers? We've all been there. Not a very safe situation. No, that was a good ad, but not $850. Probably should have been given away for free.
You got to pay for a pasture pet, man. Those are very valuable, hot commodities.
Yeah, when he's not getting run through the fences and terrorizing the neighbors. I mean, he's a great pasture pet when he's not doing that. Andrea sent the following one in. Tennessee Walking Horse, TWH, 6-year-old gelding, $1,500. Buddy has a very smooth, consistent gait. He is user-friendly, kid-safe but not boring. 14.5 hands, up to date on shots, coggins, and worming. I like that. Kid-safe but not boring, which means you're going for the ride of your life, but your kid will be the whole time.
Exactly. He's not boring. I definitely could say he's not boring. Diana sent in the next one, buying goat. And Franklin only. Looking for a young goat. Horns are a must. No fainters. So no fainting. Have you seen a fainting goat before? Like YouTube videos?
They're so funny.
Bizarre. It's so weird. So
now,
weird.
Why would you want a goat with horns? Why is the horns a must? What is she doing with the horns?
I don't know. Maybe she's... I can't even figure it out. Hold on.
Maybe Luke wants to know what she's doing with the horns, too.
Take the iPad, sit down with the iPad, okay? He keeps turning on the music. Sit. We have this.
So he's going to be a musician, not a horse person? Is that what we're determining here? Well, let's pick a winner here.
I don't know
Jennifer.
To do. Sorry, you guys.
That sounds like what we say with our horses. Our dogs. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what you want. Sort of like that. Until they can talk.
Oh, gosh. He just wanted to be in my lap. Okay. Well, the good news is that he loves me, but the bad news is he will not sit down when he's told. And yesterday he was on the gator, and I told him, I said, you need to sit down. And he starts to sit down, but then he fell forward, and I had to break, and he fell forward, and he hit his head on the front of the dashboard. So I'm, like, losing on the Mother of the Year a category. So not so good.
My question is, were you nominated?
No. Not even close to being nominated. Thank you very much, big jerk. Who's going to win today? Let's see.
All right, we have
trailer.
A horse grooming solutions, grooming coat filled. I need to get some horse wash. I'm running out, and I really love that stuff. I won't wash my horse any other way now. I love that
Horse grooming solutions.com is where you get it. But I think we should give that to Mona Wheeler, because all Naya needs is love. All
love.
Naya.
Oh, yes, but a totally negative ad. Yes.
The Percheron, Ferzeron also should win something. So why don't we let Jennifer decide who gets what? But I think Mona and James.
All right, Mona and James, that's who will win today, and we'll make sure that Jennifer contacts you. If she's still awake over there, I'm not too sure. We haven't heard much of her lately, so I'm not sure what Jennifer's doing over there. She could be taking a nap. She's not feeling so good. Well, that's it. We're going to wrap the show early today. Jamie's got a handful, and we're all ready to start the weekend, to be honest with you. Don't forget all the other shows on the Horse Radio Network. The Stable Scoop show is out. We had Erin Gilmore on, who's been on our show a number of times. She used to represent Sidelines magazine. Remember years ago, she used to come on all the time. And she works for another magazine now and just did a two-week trip to Iceland, riding horses every day through Iceland.
Oh, my gosh.
She tells us about how cool riding Icelandic horses was and about the food and everything about being in Iceland. One of the cool things, I'll give you a little teaser, and then you can head over to stablescoop.com and listen to the rest. When they went out every day with this group, the other horses in the herd came along. So it was like 15 riders and 60 horses. And they all just went out together. She said it was very interesting seeing the dynamics of the herd while you were riding one of them. So up and down mountains and through lava flows and the whole works. Very interesting interview. She absolutely loved it. Take a listen to stablescoop.com to hear more about that. All the other shows are coming out or are out as well at horseradionetwork.com. Our app is very easy. Just go to iOS or Android, download Horse Radio Network's free app, and it's the simplest way to listen to the show. I do have one quick, before I forget, tech pick for you this week, and it's an app that I've been testing. If you listen to other podcasts other than Horse Radio Network, we obviously recommend our app, but I recommend an app that I have that I've been testing for 2 weeks now called Pocket Casts, Pocket CASTS, and it's a podcast app, but it does everything that you would want an app to do. It automatically downloads the podcast. I love this thing. I have it on my Android. It cost me $3.99, and it was worth every penny. So if you listen to other shows as well, Pocket Casts, I recommend it. And it has all of our shows on there, too. So I really like
awesome.
That one. That's my tech pick of the week. Jamie, you have a terrific weekend. I know next you're looking forward to next weekend a whole bunch with the Breeders' Cup coming up.
All I'm saying is that the San Francisco Giants better freaking win tonight, okay? Because if my husband paid that much to go to a game where they lose, I'm going to be super mad. So go Giants! Woohoo!
Well, that's it for today. We'll see you on Monday morning, everybody. Hey, Monday, I got to do this. One other thing I almost forgot is we have a Breeders' Cup show for you on Monday, and I'm so
Yay!
Excited. Because we have Big Miglieri coming back.
Yay!
One of our favorite guests. He's going to be on with us. And also, we have Miss Connecticut. That's right. Miss Connecticut is coming on with us because she's a horse girl, and she's going to the Breeders' Cup, too. She's probably sitting in your section. So she's coming
on. Yeah, right. She got better tickets than I did.
She'll be here, too, Monday morning.
You know what? If my husband gets to go to the World Series, I should get better Breeders' Cup tickets.
I can get you a sash to wear. This horses in the morning, you can wear that to bring stuff.
Oh, yeah. That'll get me nowhere.
Little tiara.